The Creator gifted all His creations with systems of governance. Our Blackfoot societies were such a gift. They were our education systems, our administration, our military, and police. In the Blackfoot Nation, there were many societies 100 years back, such as the Bumblebees, the Fly Society, the Worm Society, and so forth. Societies were graded by age. Children went into a society at a young age, where they stayed a few years before moving on to another. For example, the Chickadee Society. They're 8 to 12 years old. And from there, they might go to the Prairie Chicken Society, and they would be elders to the chickadees. It was a learning process, teaching children how to discipline themselves in their mind, body, and spirit. And when a child grows up, he goes into the appropriate adult society. For a time, it was illegal to practice our traditions in Canada. The societies aren't underground anymore, but some of the societies that existed 100 years ago are no longer practiced. Some older people still have these rituals, but if we don't go and ask them about it, we're going to lose them. In Piikani country, there's two known societies today: the Brave Dog Society and the Nipomakiks, the Chickadees. And the Blood, Siksika, Sarsi, and South Piikani still practice the Horn Societies, the Magpie Society, the Dove Society, and the Brave Dog Society. If you are in a society and really practice their ways, you have the right to sing their songs at any time. If you're going to meditate or say a prayer, even if you're going to do a presentation. If you feel that you need spiritual help, you could sing to help you speak well. Have that power given within you to reach out to the people. And that's where the power is. If you are talking to somebody and that person really gets it and feels good about the information, you've transferred the power of understanding to that person. It's real. This is a power that we often overlook. Sometimes we think of powers as making a lot of strange magic, but we neglect who we are, the magic within us. Our traditional Piikani societies help identify and mold who you are. To see yourself as a total being, having all these gifts from the Creator. If you don't look at yourself that way, if you neglect yourself, you miss the whole point. You have to look at yourself as a whole person, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. All those have to be intact, along with your five senses. A lot of people don't really understand our five senses. They talk about discernment. But most of the time today, we don't really pay attention. True discernment means really feeling something as a gift from the Creator. I only understood that when I went on a vision quest. When I was fasting on that hillside, thinking, praying, singing so hard in my Blackfoot tongue, my senses went beyond a normal state of mind. I could hear things I can't hear in public, things I'd never heard before. And my sight was really right on target. And everything smelled so precious, so good. Even my taste. I could taste good things, taste the smudge, and the feeling. My hands, my body, everything. They were all connected. And where I sat, I found it so sacred, so beautiful. I knew it didn't belong to me. I was just sitting on Mother Earth. That was my protection from anything. And when I started studying what was told to me at that time, I understood what discernment was. Discernment means seeing with your naked eyes, bringing back the message to your feelings and smell and taste, so you feel that message with the full attention of your whole being. And if you hear something, like drumming or a song, that message, what it really is, will be brought back to your feelings. But you expand it more. That's discernment. And our societies, our education systems, were designed to bring us to this place of discernment and respect for everything around us.